This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, so we're holding the last piece, I think. Oit Sham Tanya Ptafnaimah?
Yeah.
Okay. Oit Sham Tanya Ptafnaimah, Kolamachis Yodi Lamata Mitibura Tikotzets. Amul Ptafn Yoshele Koitz Bekreis Ole Yitleno, for the creation of Katha Koitz. Another Inyan, he doesn't explain, he basically explains only the last one, but we'll jump through more. Tanya, Rechiv Gemalim Kulam Rishoyim, because again, the motion and the friction is gives them Yivurim. Asapanim Kulam Tzadikim, because they're scared stiff for the ship going down. I guess, I don't know about Rechiv Gemalim, but Sapanim Kulam being Tzadikim, I think has changed quite a bit. Sailors are not exactly tzaddikim these days. Hachamorim mehem rishoyim are tzaddikim. Reb Shmuel Levi light among the gunei aprakti, because again, if laying on the back is on the stomach is more like yehurim. Oich sham amar Reb Shimon, and this is the piece that he's going to address. Oich sham amar Reb Shimon, dalad varim says Hakadosh Baruch Hu soinan. Vani eini oyavam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu despise it, and I don't particularly care for it, which in itself is a cute lashon, interesting lashon, and we'll explain it. It sounds like kind of very strange. First of all, it sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs my askama. It's like if I tell somebody such and such a doctor's this opinion, and I concur, that statement is perfectly right when it's a peer of mine, when it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's my haskama got to do with anything? And also the lashon is kilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu despised it. I don't particularly care for it. So that's interesting lashon. He'll comment on that. So he says the following: Anichas lebeisid pisay. If somebody crashes into his house without knocking or pre-warning, ve'enzach lo beis chaver, certainly somebody else's house. Two, ha'oiches ba'amo mashin mayim. That's a second one, and that's the reasons, obviously, like we said before. V'amashtin mayim orim lefei mitosoi, v'amishamash mitosoi pnei kol chai. Onle v'yudah Shmuel v'afilu lefnei achbar, onle shinno loy, elol kigoyin shol bayis ploini shemishashu esef ne'avdeh v'shepeseh. So achbarim certainly does make a difference. But avodim hashfachas, even though the person doesn't care, still it's something which is wrong mitzat snias. My dorish v'luchem poyim lechamor amadem lechamor. Rabbi Rav Huna mekarkes zag dekiliyase would shake a pair of bells when he came in. Abaya bala diyatir apoga bala parchi, and you know, they used to make some sort of noise coming into a house. So he's going to explain the different halakim. Pirish eludat varm kulam yeshbem tsnias akdusha. All of these four things have elements of tsnias akdusha. Vama, kashem yisbaruch hashu kodesh betachas akdusha soine elud varm. Vani af ki ein odam kodesh mekom kuroshi soine elud varm shayvetzim rat tsnias. So he says like this. And I think he's miram. In his pirish agarit, it's more sharply stated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu being that is Kulei Kadosh, it's not possible. So he despises these inyanim because it's the antithesis of what he is, and therefore all of these inyanim, and therefore it's something that he's so nice of. A person doesn't have that darga. A person doesn't have the darga of Kedusha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to say that it evokes sinna in a person would be an exaggeration, but that he can't be enthusiastic about it or steady about it, that's something which is shayach to Adam. So the change in phrase, in other words, it's not the pshat that we're giving a haskam to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not the pshat we're arguing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're saying this event is greeted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Kulei Kedusha, with absolute disdain or something that he's absolutely and does not want to have anything to do with it. And myself personally, since I'm not in that Madriga, but I do feel strongly to at least distance myself, but not to, I can't reject it the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejects it.
In the Oiches, but I'm a Mashti. That's something which is Shaykh the Shamayim, not all the other three more Shaykh to people. They have a Hergish in that way. If you go in Nichnas Abayis or in Mashti, why is that one 80 Oiches as well?
So I think it means, as a person, you're right, it's not that somebody's being nifka by it, it's the outside observer. We also tend to be very, if let's say you find somebody who's a real hedon, he's eating and gorging himself and overeating, it creates a certain level of disgust in you, a certain level of distancing, because it's very much not, you know, there's something about it that you don't like. So I don't think he's talking about here the not liking because it's affecting me personally, sort of doing something wrong to me. I think it's not liking because to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person himself is a coarse person. Just like somebody who sits and he's eating, I don't know, he's eating spaghetti and meatballs with his hands and everything is mushed all over him, we find that to be quite disgusting. Not because we're being hurt in any way, it's just that this type of coarseness sets off a person who has any type of refinement in. So he says, Kashanichnas Shelo Elo Dalvami Chaitametsnias. Kashanichnas the basic pisai. So being that going into a house is a direct contrast or a direct I don't know what to call it. It's something which goes against the grain of Kedusha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a type of act that HaKadosh Baruch Hu despises. Ve'odom ashe yesh boi nisham al yoyna Kedusha tznu yeshat chadri chadorim ro'u yishis naisi gamke. So being that the person and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being that both are Kodesh and Mufrash, it should evoke the same reaction. Now let's talk about this a little bit and get a sense of what he's saying over here. He's saying that, let's see what he's lushing over here. Yeah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Mufrash, Ma'ad Dova, Shiyitz, Ma'atziz, Tosoy, Nesoy, Ve... When we're talking here about despising something, hating something, a person dislikes things that go against the grain of himself. So that when a person is doing something that is... So when something is happening that goes against the heart of what I am, I don't like it. And let's give a mashal. A person who is musically sensitive, if he hears somebody sing and miss the notes, he finds that to be horribly, horribly jarring. Even though, it's kind of, he's not performing, he's not the one that's singing, but he likes things that are that have the proper rhythm to it and so on. That's the metzias of the person being musical and so on. A person who is where do we have built in us the items of kedusha and so on? Where are those items? The answer is, they are in the fact that our neshama is yeshevas b'chadri chadorim,
So that means it is of the nature of the neshama that it is a type of entity. And it's more than that. The Chazal tell us that this is one of the ways in which it represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Chadich HaDorim, so the Neshama. So that means, it being that it says Chadich HaDorim means it is of the Chunas HaNefesh of the Nefesh to like that which is Tzanua and subtle. And that's why when somebody has a need for a lot of publicity, we think of him as being less than ruchniistic, because we associate correctly that ruchnis is that which is sanu in the bria. Ruchnis is the quality of that which is within rather than without. The fact is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself exists solely as that which is within, rather than that which is public and available. So the Mela, once we have that Nekuda, so the Neshama itself, since its Mohus of the Nefesh is Sonua, it finds distasteful that which is not Sonua. And he makes this point, for Adam Asher Yesh Ben Neshama Yerek Toysha Tznua Yeshua Zecharam, that's the reason why that is one of the properties of his nefesh, and b'meila it dislikes things that are not like that. And I guess that this is just generally speaking, a person also who has a sense of kedusha would not like things that are not kadosh. Third, so it's interesting. For the longest of times, when a person is young or when a person becomes a Baal Tshuva, we're taught that the Tumah and Tara, Netilas Yadayim, etc., etc., have nothing to do with cleanliness. Now, that statement is somewhat correct, but not totally correct. Let's explain the point. Certainly, the purpose of washing your hands with soap and water or alcohol, whatever it is to take away the dirt, the germs, etc. It has nothing to do with the Tulsi Adayim, and one is not just the other. As a matter of fact, Chazal Geza, not to, in the time of the Truma, not to go to the mikveh, not take a shower after you go to the mikveh, because the mikvahs used to be mikvahs, really filthy and so on, and people would say, well, it's not the filthy mikveh that makes you tahor, it's the shower afterwards, and they would be mezals in the mikveh, so Chazal v'geizah. So there's a right to tell somebody that those things that kedusha has nothing to do with cleanliness per se, but the Rishonim say, the Moshel, when they speak about Bal Tishaktsu and so on, that it's not ro'ui for somebody who is in a high darga to wallow in filth and so on. And it's somewhat understood that it is not dissimilar than the Tumas and Taras. Cleanliness and lack of cleanliness. Somebody who is a Baal Darga should be clean, Klai Yisrael is enjoyed to be clean, and that's why Baal Tishaktsu includes eating things that are filthy and so on, because that's a shikutz. The Mayim Achroinim is there for to get rid of the dirt and so on. And yet it's called the person's desire to disassociate himself from filth or whatever is exactly parallel to a shaykh to the people that want to be meruchik from ra. The koyach hanefesh that's in operation here is the repulsion felt by the association with anything that is not. So we have here we have things that are tame, and those things are things that I don't want. But I have things that just as tumah creates a physical revulsion, this creates a pneumistic revulsion, and I need to see it as such. And therefore, the chiyuv of nikoyon is a branch, or it's parallel koyach hanefesh to the inyanim of tumah taira. So just like inyanim of tumah taira, I am repulsed by things that are tame, and repulsion means I can't have any contact with it, I can't touch it. The inyanim of nekiras haguf, which are similar on the guf level to tumah in the neshama, is something that the person should not be able to tolerate. So activities that are not really activities that are kind of a steer to our sense of the kiyus fall under this issue over here. So amash ma'afim tosa udova mos umashak esnafshe v'gam dovi yitzan kushu mochis ba'ak kichol shikutz v'tiv yitzan kushu gabi. So anything which says elements of shikutz and tiyuf is esnafshe kushu. V'dova ze tovin gamki mashis ba'al l'mayetzal ish kodesh oivaleinu. It says over there that Shunamis said, I see Elisha as the ish kodesh. How did I know he's ish kodesh? Rav Shmuel, chadam shalor sakari al mitasoi, v'chadam shalor zvuv al mitasoi. I think of the gears thing was Shulchani, I don't remember. So he says, Gihain keri shu tuma, hein azvuv shu dova mos, u yoytzim in akdusha. So he says that both of them are in yonim that are yoytzim in akdusha, and the meila, so the keri is kipshutai, but the other in yonim of a zvuv is something which is it represents filth of some sort, as Vuvim yelled to filth, and that's where she saw that it was Kaddish, that both of these Yonim were not there. It's interesting, I once heard this from the Slonim Rebbe from Siva Shalom. When a person, the Rambam in Hilchos Kedusha lists two items. In the whole Hilchos, in the Sefer called Kedusha, he deals with two things. He deals with Machol's Asuras and deals with Bias Asuras. Those are the things that represent by him Kedusha. So, I heard from Rav Shalom Neur from Sefer Shalom, he said that's why that the machlekes is also carry, ashne zivul mitasai. So, if I remember correctly, the lashon was shaliruas carry al mitasai and zivul al shulchani. Could be I make a mistake, but the two shrashim. The reason, let's give ourselves an understanding. The Lashon Gemara, just took a look. Lashon Gemara actually says Rosh Zvuv Oival Shulchanai, the Chadam Asadin Shal Pishnei Tzav. It does also carry Allah. Both of these in Yanim are the two most physical activities in a person's life, Achila and the Yanim of Zivuk. Both of these in Yanim leave, so to speak. What's the right word for it? Some trace of it, whether it's the keri amitasai or the zvuv al shulchanim, because there's some particles left over. If you'd be able to get 100% clean, you finish the food, there'd be no zvuv, so it needs to have stuff left over. So since both of these include these elements, kedusha means totally being apart from these elements. This is one of the reasons, in the bigger picture, this is one of the reasons why the Yetzer Hara is called a Zvuv. Because a Zvuv is probably the most ubiquitous representative of the Yonim and the Bria that feed on Psoilus. Garbage, stuff left over. There's a Chelik in the Bria that it gets its nourishment from that which the other Chelik in the Bria left over. And that's why you have a Zvuv is Yitzhara. He thrives off the bits and pieces left over by the other Chelik in the Bria. So he says, In other words, since this is a mice that's so physical, it should be done in privacy. So these inyanim are all inyanim that have these inyanim ketusha that shaykh the world ketusha for people. So we have four nyanim that a person needs to be nizah because all of them are ketusha. So the moral adds here another knetch that I think is it broadens a little bit the understanding of Gemara. The Pashta Pshat we think here is that you walk in at a time when something, some of the private things are going on, and that's not good. And Paul says it more sweepingly. He says the activities done in the house need to have, it is in the nature of things that are private. And let's give an example from Halacha. The Gemara Bava Basra, the beginning of Bava Basra deals with the following point, that when people divide up a yard between them, the demand of privacy on each side is an almost inalienable right. I force the other side to make or build a wall because I don't want to be in a position where I can't do private things in my yard. Now, those private things are not necessarily bad in any sense. We're not talking about the yonim of zivug and so on. That's not relevant. What we're talking about is der tashmish, ratzenua. That's the derech. That's the these things belong to me, and you're not part of it. And with meila, we can demand that right. It's something that halachically stands. So he says. So that's the first piece over there. The vanichnas the base or the base chaver pita mivat hagis says. So what happens is the house itself no longer has the tzniyistic effect that it has. It's not as if the house is sort of a castle and so on. Someone told me, this is a person who's old man, he's in lived in Europe, in Kelm, the Alta or his children or his grandchildren who imitate his Minhagim or his Hanhagis or that word, told me something along the lines of when the Alta of Kelm's daughter, Nechamaliba, she was there, her husband was Siyash Brady. And she was a very, very chashuv woman and a very, very strong-minded woman. So in Kelm, the minhag was, if the door was closed, you didn't knock. If you knocked, the reaction would be, why are you breaking into my house? You would leave the door slightly ajar when you were okay to have people, and then people could knock. But to knock before you had permission to knock what was considered to be wrong. So he says, "Va'oid." So having this, having the knocking procedure turns the it makes the house into a mogen zanur. V'charkach zocha ha'iches bamo mashtin. Agnusa zeu gnusa guf.
So just one thing, yeah. Is that the time that the Kohen Gadol wore the bells?
Yes, it says so in the Chinuch Mefurish. He has the two reasons. One of them is that it's not their hearts to walk in without announcing. Let's put it this way. It's as if, I guess if you sort of picture the metaphor, when someone calls me up and says, I would like to invite you to come visit me or to come to my house. So when he lets me into the house, he's letting me into our house, the house that's there for guests to use. When he hasn't done that and I open the door, I'm invading his space. There's a big difference in that. And therefore, it's a problem of in the world of tznius if you barge in on the other person's house. The Kohen Gadol, before he would ring the bells, that was Kilak HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makom, and that was it. When he rang the bells, there was now a makom to say something, to give something. That's sort of, by ringing the bell, I've turned the Beis HaMikdash into the our home mode instead of the his home mode. So therefore, it's as if there's a pneumistic connection over here, and b'meila, it's something which is shayach to the etzem tzuras Adam. He says v'chol elu dalad him akdusha b'chol asher shayach l'adam v'bein zeh. These four yonim on Yonim da Shayach to all the Yonim of Kedusha, and these, and he says Vavenze. B'derech klal, when he says Vavenze, or I can't tell you more, whatever it is, B'derech klal is being meramis to some sort of inyan in Chachmas Apnim, in Teres Apnim. B'derech klal, when you have four things, you B'derech klal are connected. The can I get the Yud Kei Vav Kei? That's the most normal application of it. So, going backwards, Ha'odom v'ishtoi heim Odom, k'chzazok heim Brom, that midah of zivuk of Odom and Isha are shayach to the last hey in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. The Oichez Amo, which I'm skipping back, is something which is the poor shayach or to the midah of the Vav Ktzavis, the midas from Chesed down to Yisod. Yisod is connected to the midah of Ashpa, which physically concretizes itself in Zachar to Nekeva. I guess the way I'm saying it is slightly out of order, but that those are the two elements that I see here. The Yud, the first in the first Hay, deal with the Chachma and Bina. I'm not sure where it comes into play. These two, I think, I have a sense of what is being Ramis. So he says these are all in Yanim. The reason why it's placed over in that lashon is they're not halachas per se. These are not things that it must be this way or that way, but rather it's something that a nefesh that's sensitive instinctively feels in a certain way. Kedusha is the richuk that a person naturally feels towards things that are not of his world. In the Olam Ruchni, we talk about Tumah. In the Olam HaGashmi, we talk about tinuf, but in terms of the Pnimis HaDava, they should be coming from the same darga of nefesh. Those things that belong to that world, I don't want to be part of. I'd rather get rid of it. So I think that's sort of the sense of the tznius and all these four things. That the person's nefesh is deicha, those in yanim that are not tznius. I guess we'll hold it here. Any questions? Any suggestions for what Nisiv we want to do next?
Should we just go on to the next one, Koyach HaYetzer? Maybe I think it's better just to start maybe after
Pesach.
After Pesach, so then just get like a proper.
Okay. So Mirz Hashem, I'm coming back from Eretz Yisrael the first Thursday after Pesach, so that's not going to work. But then the next Thursday afterwards, I guess that would be in Iyar sometime.
Okay, thanks
for Bianski
and
Chag Kosher Vasameach. You too. Take care. Bye-bye. All the best. So we're taking a break until the Mirz Hashem. I believe it's the first Thursday of Iyar. It's not 2 days after Pesach, but it's the week after that.
Okay, brilliant.
Okay, take care. Okay. All the best. Chag Kosher Vasameach.